Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Aztec is focused on two different projects here, both under JV agreements, one being the Cervantes project in Mexico. This is a JV between Aztec and Kootenay Silver. We'll be talking about this project first because the company did provide an update on this ongoing drill program back on January 26th. Also, the company has the Tombstone project in southern Arizona. This is a JV with a private group out of the U.S. This was also past producing gold and silver mines. Let's start off with this Cervantes update, January 26th, as I mentioned. Company gave just a quick update outlining the first 14 holes that have been completed in this phase two drill program. Simon, just remind everybody of the overall strategy behind this phase two program and the key targets being drilled, please.
Sounds good. We put out an update last week highlighting the work that's been ongoing since December. We have been actively drilling at Cervantes. Last week, we put out the note explaining that we've drilled the first 14 holes for about 2,800 meters of the 5,000 meter program that we currently have planned, and that's a 22 hole program. It's a phase two RC drill program. The phase one program was core drilling. That happened back in 2017, 2018, where we drilled 14 holes at the primary target at Cervantes that is known as the California Zone, made a significant gold oxide discovery, and then earned into the project. We've now formed the 65-35 joint venture with Kootenay Silver. So we've gone in now since having formed the JV for the second round of drilling, about 4,000 of the 5,000 meters of this drilling that's planned is shallow drilling, and the bulk of that is infilling and stepping out at the California Zone. At the conclusion of the drill program, we'll have approximately 800 meters of strike, 200 meters area of influence in width, and about 150 meters of vertical influence out of our cumulative drill programs. So if they are, confirming a mineralization, we'll have a fairly sizable shallow gold oxide deposit, hopefully, contingent on the drill results, obviously. As part of the program, we're also drilling several other targets. We're drilling one hole north of the main California Zone, known as California North, and then one west of it, known as Jasper. And then we did four drill holes in a target known as Parisima East that has breccia pipe potential. So that accounts for 4,000 out of the 5,000 meters that we're drilling. And then we're drilling two deep holes at the California Zone. So two holes that are 500 meters. One of them is vertical and one of them is at a steep angle, 70 degrees. And these are going right down through the California Zone into a very strong chargeability high that underlies the gold oxide cap that we've discovered. So we're going to see what's driving that. And those will be the final two holes of the program. So overall, the drill has been performing exceptionally well. We're ahead of schedule on budget, and we expect to start having drill results out to the market over the next few weeks and then over the time frame of February, March, and April. And we will be releasing gold numbers first. So we have a laboratory arrangement where they actually do the assays in two stages. They do the gold assays in one lab, and then they do the multi-element in another. So we'll get the gold assays first. We won't be delayed on those. And then we'll have sort of a normal time frame of 2 to 3 months for assays for the multi-element as other companies do these days. And that's just fine for us because we're primarily interested in the gold at California. And then potentially there's copper gold at depth.
Well, Simon, it'll be interesting to follow along with those assay results as they come out in two different phases. One thing that caught my attention was that there was such wide intercepts. A lot of these are, 118 meters, 139 meters, 160 meters, very wide intercepts. And you had mentioned those other targets outside of the California Zone. Were some of those the ones that came up from the three-dimensional IP survey you did? And that's why you went and tested them. And do you think that they will be getting some follow-up drilling after this program?
So the additional targets are driven by primarily the gold in soil anomaly that extends over Jasper and California North, as well as geophysical anomalies as well. So those two are driven primarily by the combination. And then Parisima has a very strong gold and soil signature over top of it as well. So, you know, a combination of the IP, MAG, and soil grids that we've done on the projects. And in terms of follow-up drilling, we don't have the results yet. It's a little bit too early to comment on, you know, where we'll be following up since we're still drilling. But, you know, I would expect that some of them would be followed up on in the next round of work.
So, Simon, when are you expecting to get some of these results back? I understand they'll come out in two phases, but how quickly might you have some of these initial holes back?
So I'll just caution the listeners that I'm at the mercy of the labs here on this, but they have indicated that we should have some back shortly. So I would expect to have the first round out sometime in February. And then, you know, given that it's a large program, we'll have multiple batches as they come in over, you know, the balance of March, April, and perhaps into May.
So when it comes to these four different targets that you guys are testing, you're putting a handful of holes into each, but is this whole program really geared towards, I guess, ranking which targets warrant more follow-up rather than kind of spreading out this drilling onto these four different targets?
So I would say that the primary goal of the program is to infill and step out and get California on a very significant area of influence with the 50 meter spaced drill holes. That's, you know, that's 2/3 of the meterage. And then the focus for Jasper, California North, and Parisima and deep at California is on making new discoveries. So that's the breakdown. It's a combination of, you know, building on a known discovery and attempting to identify new ore bodies on a kind of a pure discovery basis.
Well, Simon, good luck at the assay labs. We'll definitely keep following along as those results come in. But let's pan back to the news that you put out on January 5th, which was really just a shareholder update and a review of 2021, which this kind of fits into, but also your outlook for 2022. What were some of the main takeaways just coming out of the gate that you want people to know about regarding the results that you got from Tombstone in 2021? Let's maybe start there.
Sure. I think we added a lot of fundamental value to the company over the last 12 months. That's why we put out the summary. A lot happened last year. It's not necessarily reflected in the market cap right now, but, you know, just to start from the top, we did form two JVs. So, you know, about a year ago or 13 months ago, we were still in option mode. Now we've, you know, solidified our interest in both of these projects, 75 of Tombstone, 65 of Cervantes. We did have a very successful drill program at Tombstone back in 2020, when the company was refinanced, hit some, you know, broad widths of shallow gold oxide at the contention open pit. So it was more than justified to go in and infill there this last year in 2021. And we had a more successful drill program there. We focused on the north end of the pit, 550 meters between the central spoke and the north spoke, as we call it, along the contention pit in the bottom of it and set up on the west mining bench. And some highlights there that we thought were worthy of reminding the market of as a $15 million market cap company was hitting 32 meters of 6.28 grams gold equivalent on our third hole. On our 10th hole, we hit 96 meters, averaging 2.2 grams, so almost 100 meter width of exceptional grade for gold silver oxide. And then our highlight was hole 22, where we hit 65 and a half meters of 3.4 grams gold equivalent, bottoming in when the hole caved in 7.6 meters of 22.15 grams gold equivalent. So, you know, a number of headline holes there over the summer. We've now got 44 drill holes of our own in. We've twinned some drill holes in a historic data set that was drilled in the early 90s. So we're working towards having a good picture of the potential of the shallow gold oxide potential at Tombstone. Now, all of the holes that we drilled bottomed in mineralization. We took most of them to about 100 to 150 meters. They were subject to ground conditions and drill conditions. So, you know, we haven't yet defined the vertical extent of this oxide gold silver ore body. And that will be our goal later this year, is to go in now with a diamond drill and get some core, extend some of those drill holes, infill where we have areas of gaps, and then to tackle three deep drill targets into the limestones, which we have a Taylor Hermosa style discovery model for potentially a massive sulfide CRD system at depth. So that'll be an exciting drill program once funded and once, you know, we're ready. And we hope to do that at mid-year. But of course, you know, we've not even finished drilling at Cervantes, and we'll have that wrapped up this month. We'll have, you know, all the road cut sampled, and we'll have the results coming out from that. So a busy year last year, and potentially a busier year this year, if all goes to plan.
Okay, so a lot of drilling, a lot of exploration. You did mention that to move forward with that Tombstone drill program, you would have to go back to market. Where does the company stand currently with cash in the bank to move all these projects forward?
So we have funded the drilling that's ongoing at Cervantes, and we have, you know, sufficient working capital ongoing capital to continue working on smaller programs on the ground. So we've got money to do all our modeling and our pit mapping and our sampling and all the follow-up. But of course, to go and drill, you know, a million plus program at Tombstone, that would have to be funded, which, you know, we don't expect to have any issues with, but we want to get the story out there, obviously, with the results from Cervantes before we start looking at that.
Absolutely. Well, Simon, we'll follow up as some more news hits the market, especially these upcoming drill results from the Cervantes project. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. And if any of you have any follow-up questions for Simon, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Simon, appreciate the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Gentlemen, thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.